Every spring, career guide Gary Abernathy of the State Department of Labor and Workforce Development takes part in a daunting challenge.
How many thousands of students are graduating across Alaska and being put into the workforce? How many jobs are really out there?
Abernathy and another career guide, Laura Holman-Tishner, work in a portable classroom next to the Martin Luther King Jr. Career Center. The two counsel students interested in the trades toward class choices and then to employment upon graduation. For seniors pursuing jobs in construction, the big day is the Anchorage School District Senior Job Club Employment Hiring Event. It takes place just before graduation. The career guides invite a variety of construction company representatives to interview seniors from across the district who have successfully completed the basic coursework. This is the job event's second year at the King Career Center. Abernathy admits it almost didn't happen.
We all know that we're doing better than the lower 48 as far as the economy, but it's still soft, especially in some of the construction areas. We were not sure, and actually a few people we talked to just thought we should maybe rethink having it this year.
Soft times or not, more than 30 employers came to interview students, including Earl Holland of Rainproof Roofing.
In our line of work in the roofing, we're plenty busy, and we're always looking for help, especially this time of the year. This is just the perfect timing and everything.
Luis Suarez of Alaska Premier Closets had been to the first job event. He thought the event and the school district's training for construction work was improving.
It looks like there's a little broader spectrum as far as the fields of work that they're leading them into. Still seeing a pretty heavy emphasis on a lot of welding, but we did have some kids specifically interested in carpentry, so it's kind of nice to see that.
Suarez hired two students last year. Both are still working for him, but one is moving out of state. Suarez returned to this spring's job event and came away with about a half dozen resumes. Another employer, Jeff Risenden of ABC Seamless Siding and Gutter, left with even more resumes from the over 50 participating students. Abernathy says the success of the school district's construction training program is based on more than just the construction classes.
They come after school for 2 and 3 hour workshops where we can help them understand the importance of coming to work on time, being interested in their job. You know, don't take the job if you're not going to be interested in it. If you do take a job and it's not the fit that you thought it was, go talk to the supervisor. Never leave a job. Just don't show up the next day and not come back. If it's just not a good fit at all, you leave that job professionally and you'll have a good recommendation.
Chris Harris is a graduating senior from East High School who's taken 4 carpentry classes and 1 welding class. When he talked to prospective employers, he reflected the influence of those after-school workshops.
Let them know that I'm good worker, I'm hard working. Let them know that I'm diligent, I'm going to be on time. This is a field that I really like to get into. Besides that, it's been all in my family. My grandfather was a roofer, so I'm trying to carry it on.
Harris's skills and bearing, and perhaps ancestry, worked. A roofing company said they'd be contacting him. His success was duplicated. Other youthful job seekers also filled out applications and scheduled interviews. And as happened last year, a couple were immediately hired.
Northwood Homes, Jim Jackson, he came today serious about hiring some of our youth. He saw 2 students that he wanted to hire. He hired them on the spot. They are going to work before school is even out, work around their schedule until they finish school and then put them out there full time.
Abernathy says last year, nearly every student of the 70-plus who participated found employment, either right away or later that summer. That's a success the career guides hope to achieve again this year, despite a soft economy. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.